Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Welcome to The Gathering on Signs of Life Radio. The number here is 1-888-627-6008. We'd love to talk with you tonight. Tonight's topic, as you know, The Gathering is our live discussion show. We pick a different topic every month, and the topic today is reincarnation and past lives. And I'm here with, I'm Bob, and we're here with Melissa, and we're here with Fran, and unfortunately Tom could not be with us tonight, but he will be joining us.
Shout out to Tom while
Hello,
he's
Tom.
Working. He sends his regards.
And, you know, reincarnation and past lives is a topic a lot of people are interested in. I'm sure we have some various opinions on that. We will be fortunate, next week's show is Dr. Jim Tucker, who is an authority on the scientific investigation of reincarnation, and he'll be probably better able to answer a lot of the questions we'll be raising tonight than we are, but we'll do the best that we can.
Well, maybe he's listening and he could critique us next week.
Yeah, maybe. Well, I have his book right in front of
us. Pressure.
Before we get started, Fran, if you'd like to bring us up to date on what's happening.
Okay, first, I'd like to just remind anybody who's listening, if they are a business or know of a business that'd like to advertise on our radio shows, and it could be any kind of a segment, it could be on The Gathering or a regular show or even on Mediums and Messages, they can contact the office at 631-425-7707, or they could send an email to radio@foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And that having been said, we want to welcome back two new sponsors. Welcome back some of our regular sponsors who are coming back for another year supporting Forever Family Foundation's Signs of Life Radio, and that would be Hugs from Heaven.
Wonderful.
And Star Seed Gem Studios. And we would also like to welcome some newbies. We have Reiki Touch by Lauren and Dr. Parisetti Grief Counseling. So anybody out there listening who knows somebody who'd also like to help sponsor the show, the sponsors help keep the show going, and so we are appreciative of everybody. And then to get on to our Visa credit card, iGive, Amazon. These are just simple ways you can keep this radio show going and support the programming without spending any additional money. If you need a credit card, go to the Forever Family Foundation website, apply for the Visa credit card. Visa will make a donation to us when you take out the card and every time you use it without you spending any more money. Also, if you shop online, you can go to iGive.com and name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And every time you shop using one of the 1,300 stores in their mall, and they're regular stores that you normally go to, like Sears, L.L. Bean, 1-800-Flowers, they're all there. And a wonderful little green thing will show up on your screen to show that you're actually in one of their stores and that a portion of your spending is going to support Forever Family Foundation. And then, of course, there's always Amazon.com, which, again, we ask you to use the link from the Forever Family Foundation to go to Amazon. So any one of the Amazon book or search links on the Forever Family Foundation website will take you to Amazon, and then everything that goes into your shopping cart, a portion of that spending will come back to support our work. So we're going to thank you in advance for doing that, especially since this is the time of year where everybody is doing all kinds of shopping, and we certainly appreciate you remembering us when you do that shopping. And we do have, we're winding down to the drawing date of our Holidays Past raffle, which is December 23rd. And that's a little over 2 weeks left for you to get your entries in. Remember, you can't buy too many chances, and the proceeds go to support all of the free things we can possibly do. There are 5 medium readings being raffled, and if you have enough of the right tickets, well, technically, then you can win them all. The mediums in this raffle are Dave Campbell, Eliza Ray, Nancy Marlowe, Tracy Lee Nash, and Catherine Nadell. It's only $5 a chance, and we thank all of those mediums for being a part of this. Our annual December holidays past events are scheduled for Natick, Massachusetts, with medium Suri Bernstein on December 7th. That's this Saturday. Pompton Lakes, New Jersey, with medium Janet Nohavik on December 14th. And on December 21st, it's Angelina Diana in South Windsor, Connecticut, and Amy Utzman in Fort Myers, Florida. The New York Holidays Past is sold out. So sign up now on the Forever Family Foundation website. The one for this Saturday in Natick, Massachusetts, has very low enrollment. So you might even want to drive all the way there, because your probability of getting a reading is greatly enhanced. And I think that's it for all of our announcements, Bob.
Okay. And I guess we'll, before we go to a break, we'll at least get started in our conversation. So I think everybody knows what the concept of reincarnation is. We won't really get into that. But I know that I certainly, for most of my adult life and childhood, never believed in it. I never thought it was possible, as well as anything else that we discussed. I didn't think mediumship was possible. I didn't think that near-death experience was possible, because if you believe that your mind, your brain generates your consciousness, then I didn't see any possible way. When your brain is no more, for you to exist. Now, of course, after learning everything that I've learned, I'm more open to reincarnation than I was before. So I guess my first question to both of you would be, did you always believe in reincarnation, or have you changed your views about it at all as you learn more?
I think I always just accepted the notion, but not really sure on how it worked. Now I think, from the things I've read, I don't know whether they've been from actual reports of people who have come back, but I think you might have a choice. I think when you get to the other side, you might want a do-over in the physical form, or you might choose to learn the rest of your lessons. And I know you, Fran, don't really like to think of us having to learn lessons.
In the sense of it's, you learned your lesson, yeah. But in the sense where some people refer to this as a school.
Oh, that's right.
It doesn't fit well.
Yeah, I don't want to think about more school. But anyway, so yeah, I'm thinking it exists.
Right. Fran, did you?
Well, I was kind of like along the same lines of Melissa. It was kind of like, we came from someplace and we go back to someplace. And, of course, when we were younger, when we talked about things, we didn't delve deep into the thought about it, because I don't think we had the wherewithal to do that, nor was there a lot of literature to go into like there is now. So you just had to just take it, you know, by where your conversation was going, which then surprises me by your answer, Bob, because you would think that being part of the baby boomers, you went through that whole notion of ESP and UFOs and all that kind of stuff. What were you thinking then when people were talking about this mind separation stuff?
Well, I didn't associate the two. I mean, UFOs, I was open to the possibility of alien life, but to me that had nothing to do with your consciousness surviving. It was just other species of people on another world. So, if you're talking in terms of the so-called fringe stuff, I was open to some fringe stuff, but I guess I just never was faced with having to contemplate things like that. You know, it just didn't enter my world. But, you know, when we talk about reincarnation and coming back, what actually is coming back? I mean, when we talk about mediumship, we talk about what survives. And what we say is that your personality survives. And that's evidenced by the communications that mediums, you know, bring through. So in reincarnation, is it your personality that returns? On the one hand, you'd say no, because people, when they're in their new bodies, don't seem to have the same personality as they did. You know, so the way I would look at it would be we have this oversoul, let's call it, you know, the essence of who we really are, and then parts of us fragment off into these various different lives and different bodies, and we don't necessarily have a memory or a personality of it, but it has to be used by this oversoul, the information, somehow. I mean, you have any thoughts about that?
I'm almost on a similar track to you, and maybe at some point our tracks will cross, but I think the problem that we have in the physical world, because it's so linear, that everything is separate and not connected to each other. So when we think of someone dying, going to the other side, if you're accepting that there's another side to go to and that your soul continues in some way, shape, or form, and then you reincarnate and you come back, that you've created this cycle of oneness. It's just this one personality or soul or whatever you want to call it that just keeps going through this. And you oftentimes hear people saying, well, this is my last time here. I'm done. I'm not coming back again. I don't think it's that simple. I think that we try to simplify things because it makes us feel better. I think that, like, you have this overcoat of soul. I think we are all connected. We are all essences of the same Big Bang or spark or whatever. We're sparks of this Big Bang or whatever it is. And we are all connected. And that we all have this physical body here with this personality. And that when that physical body dies and this personality goes over there, that it's just a speck of our larger soul. And that at the same time, we can have yet another speck personality here in the physical world, or maybe in a parallel physical world, living out the other choices that we didn't make here. In my head, it gets very, very complex, but I get it.
You explained it pretty well.
Did I?
And I think that speck part is important, because I think we are mere specks in the big, broad.
We're going to go to our first break, but when we come back, I know that in the book that I recently read, there are a lot of reports from these children who have past life memories talking about, you know, a life between lives, and then how they selected, you know, their parents, you know, like when they came back. That's an interesting concept. So we'll talk more about that. Stay with us, and we'll be back in a few.
Has your marketing pitch been missing the strike zone? Maybe you need a new player to help your marketing efforts. At LNRProductions.com, you'll find a team that can give your broadcast advertising the winning edge. LNR Productions has produced award-winning jingles, radio and television commercials for many businesses just like yours. Radio and television advertising work, but you need the right game plan. Make sure you're getting the most out of your ad every time it airs. www.lndrproductions.com. We'll throw strikes for your business every time.
Hello, my name's Piero Calvi Parisetti, MD. I invite you to discover my video course on Evidence for Life After Life, a professional counseling resource for the bereaved and the dying.
Transform the fear of death. Heal the pain of a loss by learning about life after life.
For more information and a free preview, visit www.drparisetti.com. That's drparisetti in one word, .com.
Starseed Gems Studios in Cocoa, Florida fuses cremation ashes within art glass, making beautiful stones. The ashes are visible in the darkness and resemble a beautiful night sky. Starseed Gems, developed by the parents of a young man who passed away, are set in hand-sculpted silver and gold settings. Prices start at $150. Visit www.starseedgems.com or call 321-632-7770. That's www.starseedgems.com or 321-632-7770.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's Hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
And welcome back to the gathering on Signs of Life Radio. We are talking about reincarnation and past lives. The number here is 1-888-627-6008 if you'd like to join in the conversation. You know, before the break, I mentioned the best evidence for reincarnation seems to be that these memories of children, you know, these past life memories that children have. And they're evidential because as we know, the children aren't indoctrinated into ways of thinking, and what they say is, you know, just what they feel, and they don't color it. And scientists are able to investigate it and do some detective work and identify the evidence, and that's what makes for a good case. But some of the kids that remember the life between lives, you know, talk about things that we hear from normally from the deceased. They talk about going to the funeral of the person that they were in the past life and viewing the family. I remember in one case the investigator said, "Well, where is this afterlife?" And the person, the kid, just put his hands out front and said, "It's right here." You know, so it's cool, pretty interesting. They also, which I found really interesting, is that they described following people, and then, you know, like seeing a pregnant woman that they thought would make a good mom, and just popping into the fetus, you know. So, I mean, I guess the question is, do you think that, assuming, you know, that we do come back and reincarnate, at least some of us do at some time, do you think that we choose the people to come back, or do you think it may be just some sort of a random process?
I mean, do we choose who we're going to be
right when
we come? I think there's choice involved.
I think so, too. Like, the original blueprint, you know, each time you incarnate, it's in after a plan has been formulated and
right. How
you're going to
Who's making
forward.
The plan? Are you making the plan, or do you think somebody
you
else
are
is?
With a higher intelligence involved, pointing out maybe, if you go this way, these are the kinds of things you'll encounter. If you go that way,
I have here we go again, paralleling Melissa. I think, this is my own theory, that it's all on intent. I think that the whole universe revolves around intent and thoughts. And that that's why we always hear things like, it's the thought that counts and good triumphs over evil. even though we see so much evil in the world, it's because if most people would formulate their intent positively, we would have more positive things going on. But we get home at night, we turn on the news, and we're watching all this negative stuff, and our minds are being focused on negative stuff, and now we start taking in the negative stuff rather than using our regular intents to focus on positive. So if you take the concept of intent and you take the other side that doesn't have all of this negativity, or I should say that has a hierarchy of positive light, and it's that positive light that's helping, like we have our guardian angels, and they're helping us to stay on track, to do the things that have to, that's their intent. They're sending their intent to us to help guide us. So by the same notion, the intent was to have a certain series of events happen, and they need a person to be involved in that series of events, and so therefore somebody incarnates into that purpose. Did I complicate things?
No, but, well, I get that. And when you talk about a series of events, it's some sort of a plan. And if there's some sort of a plan, there has to be some sort of growth from these experiences. So this higher self or this oversoul or whatever you want to call it, I mean, the essence of who we truly are, has to, little bits and pieces have to kind of, for lack of a better term, you know, merge back with the higher self and to grow. I
mean, where it never leaves.
What's the purpose of reincarnation?
See, the spark, I don't believe, ever leaves. The spark is always part of the bigger right. consciousness of the whole universe. And it's when you take a physical incarnation that physical incarnation is attached to that spark, but the spark is still part of the whole.
Right. All right. So it doesn't have to merge. It just never left. It's
right. But in this hierarchy of light and enlightenment comes the guidance or the intent for certain things to take place.
You know, there have been cases where of these past life memory things where the child is born before the previous person died. And then the child develops memories of the person, you know, who later died. And you wonder, how does that work? You know, I mean, does...
Is the previous person on their deathbed?
No, they're fully alive. And then, you know, then shortly thereafter, you know, they pass away. Or maybe not even shortly. Well, it'd have to be shortly because it's while the child is still, you know, a young child. So maybe
able to speak. So 2 or 3 years old.
So you the soul came into that young child somehow, and you wonder, you know, like how did the soul put there?
Because that's my spark theory, is that both people, the young child and the person who's passing, are from the same. They belong to the same soul, which then belongs to the same universe of everybody. But they're already joined before the passing of the person.
So, but this child already had a soul, this young child, and then this new soul came in. You're saying that they were intertwined?
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to a tug of war being kicked.
I think we're all intertwined, and maybe it's this... I don't know how far back the research goes, but maybe it has something to do with this consciousness shift that we're in. We're seeing more and more people having more and more experiences with an unseen world. So then by the same token, couldn't you have overlapping reincarnations because the shift is taking place, this consciousness shift? And so now things are leaving this linear world that we're so accustomed to is becoming less linear.
You know, I've got so many thoughts swirling through my head right now. I don't know which one to go to, but the very last moment of what you just made me rethink of, and this is a little off topic, but when people at whatever age decide to put their focus into meditation, and through this meditation process, they become channels often, and are able to channel individuals. So that wasn't something necessarily that they had within them their entire lives, or do you think they did, but they didn't discover it until they took the time to focus and meditate? Like, say, if they were a child or a teenager, and they took the time then to focus and meditate, do you think that same entity that channels through them would have revealed themselves at that early age? Or do you think it entered later?
Yeah, well, I mean, it makes sense that even as an adult, if we are part of this higher self, that we can tap into it or catch glimpses of it at certain times of altered states of consciousness, you know. So, I mean, I don't see why, even though it may not be evidential because we have all these experiences, you know, as an adult, nonetheless, doesn't mean that we're not catching. It makes sense to me that we can catch glimpses of our past lives occasionally. You know, why not? It's like Fran's theory. I mean, we're all part of the same spark, so we should be able to.
And this cat right here, Revis. Who is Revis?
Yeah.
Revis wants to be part of the radio show tonight.
But who is? What entity has occupied this cat's body that feels so a part of our group?
Well, you know,
I know, and that's interesting that she came upon the scene by chance.
Mm-hmm.
And by chance, she knows when it's Thursday night at 8 p.m. and it's time for the radio show.
We're talking about a cat, incidentally, who's here during this broadcast, and it seems interested in the conversation. Well, you know, that is kind of a hot topic, a controversial topic about whether or not people reincarnate into animals, you know, into cats, dogs, and whatever.
And what about trees? Have you seen some of the poses of trees, and it's embracing trees, and...
Well, yeah, I mean, if it's one consciousness...
I believe that the plants have... I mean, there were experiments done to show that the plants do react mm-hmm. to intent and thought, so...
Well, yeah. I always said that if I did reincarnate, I want to come back as one of Fran's cats.
I'd be set.
No stress. Everything is taken care of, you know.
She doesn't yell at the cats.
Yeah. Well, you know, the also when we talk about, you know, evidence for reincarnation, I always contemplated the possibility that when the child is remembering these past lives, it could be that the child is simply extremely psychic and is tapping into these information fields and getting information about that past life of a person, this other person who's deceased, and interprets that as a past life memory. You know, so that
doesn't Dr. Tucker have examples where they actually have physical attributes?
Birthmark cases.
Yeah,
and his argument against what I just proposed is that, well, if that were the case, then all of the children of the 4,000 cases that he has should have exhibited psychic abilities. But in fact, it's a figure of less than 20% actually have any psychic abilities, because that kind of...
So he thought about that and he tested that theory.
Well, he just examined the data, and so the data seems to refute that. Yeah, but he contemplated that. Yeah, but yeah, you're right. The birthmark cases are fascinating because children are born with birthmarks that match the wounds that were on the body of the deceased person, and usually the wounds were caused by, you know, violence or accidents, or, you know, it could be a burn mark, or it could be a stabbing, or it could be a gunshot wound, and, you know, they'd go to pull the autopsy report, and when they investigated it, and lo and behold, you know, it matches. So that's an interesting theory about how that occurs.
That supports my theory.
Which is?
Because if the child is born and is of the same soul essence as the person who's dying, and the person gets shot, and then later on this child develops a scar similar to the gunshot wound in the same place, it's because of the melding of the linear time. And so since that soul was in two places at the same time, it experienced the same thing, kind of like when you talk about the, are they atoms or neutrons, that when they're set off in opposite directions, they react exactly the same way?
Right.
It's kind of that same thought, that it's they're connected, so they have to act the same way. They have to. It's like a carbon copy. You know, you write on the top piece of paper, and it comes through on the bottom.
Yeah, well, the explanation that many people, such as Dr. Tucker, give is that it's the image of the wound that produces the actual, you know, mark. So, in other words, it's all thought. You know, it follows a mind affects matter, right? Consciousness survives physical death. So the consciousness inhabits its new body, and the thoughts can affect the fetus. So, mind can affect matter. So, you know, you are this person who was shot, so you have that in your memory, and that sort of, you know, makes an imprint on the body. You know, I mean, it's as good an explanation as anything. It sort of fits in what you said. But it is, some of the cases are quite extraordinary, you know, with these exact matches that you just can't think of any other
that's remarkable
explanation, you know. So there's another, you know, the thing that gets me about when we talk about reincarnation is that people hear so much, and that's probably what turned me off to it at the beginning, is that every time I heard a case, everybody was somebody famous. You know, everybody was, you know, Marie Antoinette or Napoleon or, you know, whatever.
Shirley MacLaine, somebody.
You know what it is? It almost seems like the same concept, like when somebody goes to a medium and they pay them a lot of money, they want to believe that everything that the medium said was true, even if the medium's a total fraud, because there's that concept that they paid for it. And so now you have everybody hanging up these shingles, past life regression, past life, and you pay money for it. And so you pay money, so you're going to have to believe that you were Marie Antoinette or something.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Also, a lot of people attribute prodigies, child prodigies, to cases of reincarnation, because they have these, they can't figure out any other explanation for them having these extraordinary abilities, you know. But the fact is that unless these abilities are accompanied by specific memories that can be verified, there's no way of telling whether, you know, the case is really accurate or not.
And that almost makes me think of, from that book we like, Testimony of Light, the doctors on the other side are influencing. Wasn't there in that book the doctor who totally felt his talents as a surgeon were coming from his connection on the other side, that his abilities were all being, I don't know if channeled would apply in this case.
Assisted, I think, is a better word. I really think that we have essences on the other side that have our best interests at heart for us to do what it is that we came here to do. And they're going to make sure that we, if we came here to save somebody's life and be a famous surgeon, that they're going to make sure that you stay on that pathway and you do that.
So if the child prodigy might not necessarily have been in a lifetime long ago,
it's being influenced by the powers that be that have an interest in this child becoming a famous pianist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think if you talk to some of the stars, and I think some of them are starting to open up now, like Billy Joel and them, that are saying, when I get into that zone, I can create anything. These songs, these lyrics, they don't seem to come at a time when I'm physically all here. You know, they all attest to that. And then you go back to these little kids who are 4 years old and sit down at a piano and start playing stuff without having had any lessons. It comes from someplace.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know, one of our medium friends, I don't think she was affiliated with the Forever Family Foundation, but we had met her at that retreat in the Bahamas, Ellie, do you recall?
Oh, Ellie Fristinsky.
Yes, and I had read her book and that she had written about her life, which was quite interesting. And if you recall what Ellie looked like, in the story that she told, she had taken a trip. I don't recall the circumstances. I felt like she went more than once. Maybe had been invited to Egypt. And in the tombs, the faces of the, how, I'm not good with these words. What would you say when they've got the sculptures or the artwork in the tombs representing those who have had once lived? And there was one that looked exactly like Ellie, and everybody was...
And then they started calling her by the name of that deceased person.
What would it have been, a queen of one, at one time?
I think it was some sort of a queen.
And Ellie, not to say Ellie wasn't an attractive lady, but just the thought that a replica of her was in this tomb...
Right, but don't you come across people who resemble other... I mean, just the other night, Jimmy Kimmel, on the Jimmy Kimmel Show, he had some sort of a contest where people would send in videos if they thought they looked like him. And there were a lot of people that looked like him. So I don't think that that's odd that she would look like...
But her... Just the culture, the Egyptian profile and all that was nothing like Ellie.
And... In our terms, but I'm sure when she stood there and I'm sure when the guides that were walking through the tombs with her didn't make that connection until she actually stood near this thing, you know.
It wasn't like she entered and they were like, "Oh,
we know where you are. Follow us."
Yeah, well, we're gonna go to a break. When we come back, there's an interesting theory that Dr. Tucker has. I'm going to lay that out to you, having to do that sort of explains this all, and it has to do with dream world. So he.
Oh, cool.
So when we come back, we'll talk about Dr. Tucker's theory of dream world. So stay with us, and we'll be back in a few.
Has your marketing pitch been missing the strike zone? Maybe you need a new player to help your marketing efforts. At LNRProductions.com, you'll find a team that can give your broadcast advertising the winning edge. L&R Productions has produced award-winning jingles, radio and television commercials for many businesses just like yours. Radio and television advertising work, but you need the right game plan. Make sure you're getting the most out of your ad every time it airs. www.lndrproductions.com. We'll throw strikes for your business every time.
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
It is with great pleasure that we announce the formation of the Wimbridge Institute for Applied Research in Human Potential. Dr. Julie Beischel, Director of Research at Wimbridge and one of the premier investigators in the field of mediumship research, reports that the team at Wimbridge will continue pursuing the many unanswered questions that remain in the field of afterlife science. Please go to www.windbridge.org to learn more about this groundbreaking research institute. That's www.windbridge.org.
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is atransc.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one.
Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you could find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
And welcome back to The Gathering on Signs of Life Radio. The number here is 1-888-627-6008. We're talking about reincarnation and past lives. Before the break, I mentioned a theory that I just read in Dr. Tucker's new book, Return to Life. As I mentioned, he'll be our guest next week. So let me see if I could phrase this right. He thinks, we know that, you've heard it said, like, the world is like a dream world, like this physical world, you know, because it's our mind, you know, we create our own reality. So going along with that, it's saying, so when we die, instead of like going to this place that's called an afterlife, we're just going from one dream to the next dream, you know, and our dreams they vary from person to person. That's why descriptions vary, and the afterlife, what we call the afterlife, we're just in the middle of this other dream. Now, our physical life affects our next dream. When you go to sleep at night, I know it happens to me, I have these disjointed dreams that are based upon the events of the day, or the events of, you know, mm-hmm. So our next life, or our next dream, similarly, is going to be based upon a lot of events that happened in that previous dream. So, and even if you're dreaming at night, right, and sometimes you'll get startled and you'll wake up, or you have to go to the bathroom or whatever it is, and then you fall back asleep and you get right back into the same dream. Well, that may be why people tend to settle back in similar environments, you know, because they have those memories of the past dream. Like there were virtually all these cases, 90% of them, you come back in the same country, not in a different country. You know, as opposed to, think about it, you could be any place. Or you might even be in any, why do we think that people come back to Earth? You know, got to be open to there's other places that people we only hear about the people that come back and reincarnate. So what do you think about this dream, you know, theory that, you know, these what we call an afterlife is just another in a series of dreams?
I'm not sure that I agree with that.
Okay.
I agree that this physical world and any other physical worlds or semi-physical worlds are all part of the intent that's conjured up from the unseen world. And if you want to call the unseen world the afterlife, fine. If you want to call any of the other dimensions an afterlife, fine. Or if you want to call the whole thing an afterlife, fine. But I think that they're all different things, but they're all under the same umbrella, under the universe's umbrella of intent, that there is some positive intent out there that lays out the map for the things that have to happen.
I like that. I do. And I like the word intent. I think that's the important piece.
Let me ask you this. So we're at our last afterlife discussion group, and, you know, we're a member of a group that we're all in, Robin, you know, who had a near-death experience, and we started talking about reincarnation there, you know, and then I don't know if you remember, but Robin said, when we talked about reincarnation, she thought her NDE was very similar to that. She said, because she said, in essence, what happened was, she was reincarnated into her same body.
Yes, that was fascinating.
You know, that, I mean, that's an interesting thought.
That's a fabulous thought.
I mean,
I know.
I mean, if you're using this dream theory, that wouldn't be possible because in your last dream you died, so you wouldn't come back. You know.
Yeah, but if you think about it, many of the people who have NDEs and come back have come back because they were told it's not your time. Go back. So they have to go back to finish what they didn't finish here. In Robin's case, she's saying that she chose to go back, and she came back and reincarnated in the same place again.
Right.
By choice. Cool.
Yeah. I mean, I never thought of it in those terms, but, you know, I mean, you could consider that a case of, you know, of reincarnation.
Why wouldn't they all be reincarnation? It just happens that instead of her choosing to go into a different dimension or a different body, she chose, nah, that was comfortable. Let me go back and do that.
Yeah, I mean, there's usually a period of time. And by the way, the statistically, the average time is 16 months between somebody dying and then coming back in another body. I mean, you know, there's sometimes it's quicker than that, and sometimes it's longer. But
based on Dr. Tucker's
based on finding? Like 4,000 cases that they studied.
How do they determine that 16 months?
Well, because they investigate when the kid has a past life memory, and then when they investigate who's the prior person was, they know exactly when the other person died. So they can,
and they know when that child was born.
So
they're saying
born.
The difference between when the person died and the child was born is an average of 16
okay.
months.
Right. You know, which doesn't mean it couldn't be a month or it couldn't be 3 years, but that's an average, you know. So, I mean, that's...
quick.
That's quick, you know. So, I mean, we're theorizing about is a near-death. It could be a minute, you know.
All right, but wait. Yeah. What if he... and maybe he did. Maybe he... has he charted it for time? Like the investigations that were done in the 60s and the 70s, where it was, if he took that chunk, was... the length of time longer, and it's getting shorter as we go through this quote-unquote.
He does have some graphs in his book, but I don't think it showed a difference in time. But
that
I,
would
but
be
it,
interesting yeah. to me.
Yeah.
If there's a change taking place in that length of time, then that would indicate that there's something on the horizon we should be watching for.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, going back to the original theory of, you know, we're all connected, and you can make the connection back, as you mentioned, to the Big Bang. So we're all sparks emanating from the Big Bang and have an inherent connection among us. So there are a lot of cases. We know that a lot of people say to us they worry that will they be able to see their loved ones, because they worry, you know, that their loved ones are going to reincarnate before they get there, so they won't be there. And the children who have these past life memories talk about this sometimes life, you know, between lives, where they saw their relatives, and also, you know, reincarnated, you know, at the same time. And that's the theory, is that your loved one is still going to be there, even though they have reincarnated maybe several times already. So you're
because
gonna,
the essence is the essence is the
right.
Essence.
So you're going to see that one part. It's such a hard concept for people to
it's
grasp
really
in,
hard
in our terms, but
it makes so much sense to me.
You're going to see the, but the thing is, what's interesting is that you're going to see your loved one in this other dimension, and your loved one's personality is still going to be there. And yet, at the same time, your loved one, another part of this, of your essence, you know, reincarnated into this other body, and that other body doesn't have any conscious recognition of that personality. So it's sort of there's a split, you know, the part of you reincarnates without the personality, and part of it and retains. So that, you know, that's.
With all this reincarnation,
yeah.
How many new, brand new souls are forming? I mean, is everything recycled? All of us, or is there?
Well, the math doesn't work out. If you think of every, you know, person that ever lived, you know, and you think of all the souls that would have to be reincarnated, you know, there aren't enough people, you know, to go around, you know. So, I think. Clearly, I mean, I agree with, I think one of you said it before, is that it's a choice of some at some point. You know, maybe some people don't need, feel the need to come back. It's a choice. Do I want to come back? Do I don't want to come back? Do I want to continue progressing the way that I am? Or is there an alternate route to enlightenment or progression? Or do you need more physical experiences to add to this higher soul, you know, experience? You know, who knows the answer to that? But I don't think that everybody reincarnates. You know, maybe, and perhaps somebody, it's a crazy term, enlightened, I don't like the term, but somebody who has a higher awareness, who could come from any walk of life. It could be some, you know, a beggar from India who's it's this enlightened soul and has no reason, you know, maybe he's been around already 10 times or 100 times, or maybe he hasn't, and he just goes straight to these other realms of existence where you continue to progress. In other words, I guess what I'm trying to say is, why would you necessarily need this physical experience to have this spiritual growth? Aren't there other ways to get it?
I'm sure that there are, but according to many of the claimed reports of the way it is that this is the fastest or the best or the more meaningful way of experiencing that and taking back some development, some enlightenment into your soul here if you have some sort of an experience in the physical. Because in the physical, you got to remember, here's where we have good and evil. And you can't appreciate the good unless you have the evil. So you need to have those experiences in order to kind of shake you up here and make you understand that it's not all about how big your house is or what kind of car you drive or what TV shows you watched last night, but that there's a bigger picture here.
Yeah, and I think that the concept of karma and reincarnation have to go hand in hand when you think about it, you know, because, you know, so you pass on, you're in this other realm of existence, you were a materialist, you know, you had all the toys, you stepped on everybody that you ever met, you were a real SOB, and this higher self recognizes that and knows that, well, maybe you need to have this other experience where you were the one that was being stepped on, sort of, it's balance, it's all about balance, and maybe when you attain that balance is when you finally get it. You know?
Maybe it doesn't mean necessarily that the person learns something from the lesson. I mean, we see people who
don't learn.
Who don't learn from something.
The people
very,
don't
very
learn,
severe.
But the higher soul learns.
Oh, you think?
That would be the only way it would make sense to me, you know. I mean, otherwise it doesn't.
So you're always trying to make sense out of it. It doesn't always have to make sense.
To me, it has to.
Have we thought of a name for our group when we meet on the other side? Let's see. We're not. Well, our Wednesday night is the afterlife discussion group, which we'll have to change to the, I don't know, but the gathering. I guess we could still be the gathering.
I don't think they have names there. We'll just be happy to see each
other. Oh, don't they remember you from the library? Yes.
I think it's time to give us some closing remarks.
Okay, well, the first thing I'd like to do is ask our listeners to please join us in our Healing Energy Circle prayer. May the universe create a channel of healing energy from our participating listeners, sending that energy to those who are in need of the recovery of the physical body, spirit, and mind, as we visualize the healing light upon Jean Lash, Francis Mastracco, Tim Donahue, Barbara Russell, Vicki Steffi, Wendy Lippo, Mark Varon, Eileen Lafada, Rita Springer, David Hayes, Barbara Petilla, Glenn Irwin, Julie B., Stanley Mullen, Laura Prisco, Miriam Pierzga, Tanya Cash, Andy O'Brien, Jeanette Davies, Rachel S., Kimberly Saavedra, Johnny Jackson, Henry Stark, John Cahali, Ann Hutchinson, Betty Alexander, Phyllis Alexander, David Mello, and Leanne Ashley. Now let us, as one consciousness, give our energy of loving thought by praying like this. To love one another, to treat others as we would like to be treated, to forgive others and return love for hate, kindness for anger, to spread this feeling to everyone, to our fellow man, as well as the earth and its environment. And now it's time for us to say,
our loved ones are only a heartbeat away.
And science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.